Amirul Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, His Eminence Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, would never exempt anybody regarding the rights of beings. The king of Ghassan had recently embraced Islam, and this made Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu very happy, as it created a hope that the people of that king's kingdom would also come into the folds of Islam. During tawaf of the glorious Kaaba, a poor Bedouin, a villager, unintentionally stepped over the clothes of this king. The king slapped him in anger with such force that this Bedouin, this villager, he lost a tooth of his. The Bedouin asked for justice in the court of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When the king admitted that he had indeed slapped that Bedouin, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to the oppressed Bedouin that he may take qisas and revenge from the king of Ghassan. The king said resentfully, "How is it that an ordinary person can be equal to a king and has the right to take revenge from me?" Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Islam has made you equal to each other." The king sought respite for one day for the qisas, the revenge, but he escaped at night and became a murtad, an apostate. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not show any leniency even towards the king of Ghassan. The renunciation of Islamic beliefs and becoming a murtad, that is, giving up Islam and becoming a non-believer, a non-Muslim. Becoming a murtad of this king did not cause any harm to Islam. Besides, if Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had shown leniency, the image of Islam would have been spoilt, since a concept would have developed in people's minds that, ma'azallah azza wa jal, Islam cannot force the strong people to restore the huquq and the rights to those who are vulnerable. It was the blessing of this fair, this justice, that once in summer, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asleep without the security of any guards. He was asleep under a tree with his head lying on a rock when an envoy of Rome reached him. The emissary became astonished to see him sleeping in that condition, and he wondered as to whether this is the same person from whom the people of the whole world trembled. Then he said, "O Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you do justice and safeguard human rights, so you sleep even on the rocks, whereas our kings, they oppress the people, trample on their rights, so they cannot slumber, they cannot even sleep in their beautiful and comfortable beds. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam."